I can't hear you too well, and you started the recording, so I'll go ahead and begin the meeting, everyone. Thank you. Good afternoon. This is the Tucson-Pima County Historical Commission meeting of Wednesday, January 10th, 2024, called to order at 12 p.m. Could we have roll call, please?
Present.
What was that?
Alice, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Alice Fadongi, present.
Okay.
Carlos Lozano?
Present.
Carol Griffith? Carol?
I don't see her.
Jeffrey Albon? Jeffrey Albon? Helen Erickson?
Present.
Dan Mulder?
Here.
Jennifer Lipstick? Jennifer?
She's not here today.
Okay. JJ Lamb?
Here.
Joe Ireland?
Here.
Kathy Kavish?
Here.
Kathy? Ken Scoville?
I'm here.
I think I'm here.
Peter Steer?
Here.
Ricky Riojas?
Here.
Savannah McDonald?
Here.
Stephen Grady?
Here.
Highway 7. Stephen. Terry Majewski?
Here.
Here.
Here. Here.
Tim Mayer?
Here.
Who was that?
Tim Haggard.
Here.
Half 14.
Who was after me but before Tim?
It was Tim.
Stephen Grady?
Yeah, I've got 3, 6, 9, 12, 13. And you said 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get, I've got Alice, Carlos, Helen, JJ Lamb, Joel Ireland, Kathy Kuvish, Ken Scoville, Peter Steer, Ricky Riojas, Savannah, Steve Grady, me, and Tim Haggard. So 3, 6, 9, 12, 13. So who is 14?
Did you get Jan?
Jan Mulder. Jan, you're here? Okay, so that's four, that's what I have for 14.
Okay, 14.
Okay, great. Thank you. Item 2 is approval of the TPCHC minutes from the meeting of 12/13/23. Could I have a motion to that effect, please?
This is Ricky, I motion.
Okay, and who will second?
I'll second. This is Carol.
Okay. Oh, Carol, and you're on too. So that's 15 then. Anna. Okay. Okay. So, it's moved and seconded to approve the minutes, from 12/13. Is there any discussion? If not, please call roll.
Alice
Nagy.
Hi. Carlos Lozano.
Hi.
Carol Griffith?
Hi.
Jeffrey Albon? Helen Erickson? Jan Mulder?
Hi.
Jennifer Lipstick? JJ Lamb?
Hi.
Joel Ireland?
Yes, I.
Kathy Kavish?
Hi.
Scoville?
Hi.
Here.
Who is after Ken?
After Ken is Peter Spears.
Hi. Hi.
Ricky Riojas.
Hi.
Savannah McDonald.
Hi.
Stephen Grady.
Hi.
Terry Majewski.
Hi.
Tim Haggard.
Hi.
Okay, that is 15.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Okay,
Terry,
item.
Terry,
yes.
Peter with a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Approval of minutes and stuff. I just out of curious, rather than going through the whole roll call, can't you do this by acclamation?
No, we can't. Oh, unfortunately.
They do it in the state legislature, and they do it in Congress. I just was thinking about saving time.
No, I know. Maybe that's something Anna and Carla could ask about, but my understanding is that the city clerk requires a roll call vote because we're hybrid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Pima County does it by acclamation sometimes.
Yeah, but maybe that's something to check into. Okay, item 3 is the chairperson's summary of current events. The only thing I wanted to mention is that, I did send some materials out that things that have happened since the last meeting. I did want to point out that I did send a letter regarding the Solari Chapel to the president of U of A and numerous CC lines on that, and also sent to commissioners. And so if you do wish to write any further things about it, you can do that as individuals. But it's sort of out there to see what happens. So, okay, item 4 is recently posted subcommittee minutes. I just wanted to alert you to things are being posted as they are completed. We just posted the transportation subcommittee things for that. So if you have any questions about that, you can ask Carla or Anna or myself. Item 5 is removal or appointments to commission subcommittees. I don't have any appointments at this time. So I will move on to item 6, reports from City of Tucson, Pima County, and City of South Tucson staff. 6A is City of Tucson Historic Preservation Office. Jody Brown.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me okay. We just have a couple of updates for you. One, we received a National Register nomination for the St. Michael's and All Angels Church, which is at 5th and Wilmont. So I'll be putting that on the agenda probably in February for the HSRC that's scheduled for March. Last night the capstone project was heard by Mayor and Council. If you'll recall, that's the project that's at the southeast corner of Euclid and Speedway, and proposal to relocate 5 properties in the West University Historic Zone, and demolish 1 and retain 2 on site to be rehabilitated. That was approved unanimously by Mayor and Council. Those are just my 2 updates. If you have any questions, let me know, and I'll try to keep my voice to answer.
Jody, I do have a question. They voted to allow for the moving of them?
Yes, they voted to amend the main gate UOD, and they voted to demolish the 1 and relocate the 5 others.
Okay, thank you. Ken had a question. Ken?
Yes, and just a little clarification. The 2 buildings that are remaining on site are those ones that are just to the north of the small little duplex that's already preserved?
They're the, so you have the 3 that are fronting on the Speedway, You have the three that are fronting onto Euclid, and then just south of those three are two other contributing properties. And those two contributing properties are the ones that are going to be maintained outside and rehabilitated.
Okay. And those are the two, and you've got the tremendously historic building on the corner. Then as you go up, everybody's got the same thing. Then as you go up north on the street, then there's a little duplex that's part of the whole center. Those next two buildings, those will be the ones that remain in place. I just want to make sure.
I think we're on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like as you look at the corner, there's the three, then there's the three. Those are the ones that are being relocated or demolished. And there's two that are fronting on the Euclid. They're just south of the ones that are being relocated or demolished. Those are the ones. Those two are the ones that are going to stay. Sorry, I don't have a map.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody. Sorry about your voice. Anyone else? Are we good? Okay. Did you have other things to report?
Those were the only items. With the holidays, it was a little. Everybody got back.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead then with item 6B, which is Pima County Cultural Resources Department, Linda Mero and or staff.
Good afternoon. I do believe Linda Mayro might be attending the meeting, but I will begin the reporting. So I have a few things to report, and I'll start with Teatro Carmen Rehabilitation in the Barrio Histórico Tucson. The restoration of the Meyer Avenue facade is essentially complete. The design team, Poster Myrta McDonald and Stratford Artworks, will be providing a courtesy review and project update to the plans review subcommittee at an upcoming meeting that could be the January 25th meeting. On the Fort Lowell Park Historic Preservation, in cooperation with the City of Tucson, the rehabilitation of the roof of the commissary building is nearly complete. And Poster Myrta McDonald continue to develop plans for the rehabilitation of the Commissary and Donaldson House with community input. On the Mission Garden landscape restoration, Pima County Facilities Management and the Friends of Tucson's Birthplace continue to revise the scope of work for improvements within and around the garden. Desert Archaeology, Pima County's contractor, has begun developing historic context for the National Register nomination of Tucson. Nomination is a requirement of the National Park Service grant. And on for a later agenda item, I would just like to ask at this point so that we don't forget, I wanted to ask the Transportation Subcommittee and Commissioner Lozano if it would be appropriate if I attend the January 17th meeting with Chris Parier from the Development Services Department on the subject of residential development along major transportation corridors, the proposed text amendment. So we can hold off on that till that item, but I just wanted to bring that up. And a couple other updates for you. As you may know, Linda Mayro, our director of the Office of Sustainability and Conservation, is retiring. Her last day is January 29th. She was honored by the Board of Supervisors yesterday. She has worked for Pima County, I believe it's 35 years.
Wow.
And we are definitely going to be missing her. So more on that in the future. But the other thing that I would like to bring up is that our department, the Office of Sustainability and Conservation, will be undergoing a transition. So as of July 1st, 2024, we will no longer be the Department of the Office of Sustainability and Conservation. The two sustainability division staff positions will be going to Pima County Department of Environmental Quality, and the Division of Conservation Science and the Cultural Resources Unit will be merging with the portion of Natural Resources, Parks and Recreation Department that includes the Natural Resources portion of that department. So that would mean approximately we would be merging with 75 Pima County staff from Natural Resources. And so county administration and the transition team is working to facilitate this transition. And the goal is, because of the Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan, we've been fulfilling those goals and objectives, and we've been working extensively on conservation land management. And we would work, the goal is to work in a more integrated way with the Natural Resources Group over at NRPR. And so as of this moment, the Cultural Resources and Historic Preservation Unit will remain a separate unit alongside two other divisions. And the new department name will be, as of this moment in time, it will be the Conservation Lands and Resources Department. And our interim director will be Nicole Fife, who is currently the senior advisor to Pima County Administrator Jan Lesher. And so you may have some questions. We will know a lot more in February by the next meeting, but that's what we know at the moment.
Well, thank you, Courtney. Maybe we should wait until February. I'm interested in why sustainability is going away, but you don't have to answer that now, or if that's just subsumed as part of the mission of some of these other groups and so forth. Are there any other questions, commissioners, that you would like Courtney to address? Ken, go ahead.
Yes, just a little bit back at Fort Lowell again. I ask this every time, and I guess I'll ask it again. The Atkins property roof desperately needs something to be done with it a little bit. I'm given tours twice a month now, so I walk by there all the time. And then the other thing is on the west side of Craycroft, the three restored officers' quarters, there exists still one summer kitchen, one original summer kitchen, and I'm sure it's because of lack of funds. But we probably need to get some kind of Ramada or something over it, because it's the last example and it just needs some identification of a little bit more preservation to get it through until better funds are available, because I'd hate to see that one melt away.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Commissioner Scoville. I will bring these points up again to Scott O'Mac and Facilities Management.
Yeah, we'd like to hear maybe about that next time.
Okay.
And one little thought, I guess I would hope that somehow in the changing of the name and everything, historic preservation is still in there, because a lot of people are not going to know that. If they call in or want to get something from the county, they're going to say, where's historic preservation? Mm-hmm. So that's just going to be a continual concern.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Commissioner Scoville, I should address that now we are currently the Department of Office of Sustainability and Conservation, and we're a unit of Cultural Resources and Historic Preservation, and so that unit will not go away. We will stay the same.
Yeah, it might be helpful to see a flowchart of where everything falls in little boxes with names and who the main contact people are and so on. Before I go on with your question, Carlos, could folks mute if they're not speaking because there's a lot of background noise? If you're on the phone, it's star six. It just would be very helpful if you could mute. Thank you. Okay, Carlos, please go ahead with your question.
I've got the same sore throat. But I just wanted to say, Linda, we're really going to miss you. If we weren't on Teams, I would bake a cake for you, but we can't do that virtually. We really miss you. Thanks a lot for everything you've done.
Thank you. I actually am. I'm homesick with a bad cold, and I'm the snowy mountain on your screen.
So
thank you though.
Linda, we can't thank you enough for all you've done over the years to strengthen so much of, you know, preservation, attention to historic resources in the county. I mean, it's almost impossible to thank you enough for what you've done and the great team that you've assembled, and we'll really miss you, but I know we'll still see you around, hopefully.
Absolutely. I have faith in each of the staff people who will continue on, so thank you.
Hi, Linda. I might as well put my 2 cents in words for right now. Too many years working together. Are you going to have some big send-off party that I can crash or something?
I'm not sure, actually.
Hopefully.
Well, Courtney, let us know about
that. If anything comes up, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Terry, Peter?
Yes.
Yeah, just a couple of things. One, I wonder, you know, thank Linda for all the work she's done, you know, sharing information with the tribes and keeping the tribes in the loop. We appreciate that. The second question is, I think that all this reorganization, I think the city of Tucson needs to do a formal notification to the tribal chairman of the nation, you know, what's exactly going on, and copy me.
Oh, you mean Pima County has to do it?
Yeah, Pima County. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they needed a notification to the tribe and then copy me.
Very good. Okay, anything else, Courtney?
That is all.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let's go on then to item 6C, and that City of South Tucson. Is Joshua Lacia here today? Okay, we'll put that down for no report. Item 6D is Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility, Jorge Castillo. Hi, Jorge.
Yes. Hi. Happy New Year to all the commissioners and attendees. The only announcement I have is just a reminder that the First Avenue Citizens Corridor Planning Task Force is still accepting applications, and that will close at the end of this month, at the end of January. So if you haven't submitted an application to be on the task force, just a reminder to please do so.
Thank you. And Jorge, would next month, since it's in the middle of a quarter, would it be too much for you to put together your bigger report for next month?
I think so. I'm wrapping up a 5-month long certification process with Arizona Department of Transportation. March works better for me. I have the final deadlines in February, so if we could move it to March, that would work for me.
Okay, if that's, yeah, I'll put that down then. And Carlos, remind me of that, too. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Is that all you have for us today, Jorge?
Yes, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item 7, which is commission, subcommittee, and other committee council commission status reports. We'll start out with 7A, plans review subcommittee. Jody, do you have anything additional to add?
I do not have anything additional to add other than we have had now 2 hybrid meetings, and they seem to be going fairly well. So hopefully they will continue to go well, and we'll have more people show up for them.
Thank you, Jody. Okay, item 7B is downtown neighborhood. I'm sorry?
Nothing, sorry.
Okay, downtown residents and downtown neighborhoods and residents council, Commissioner Haggard, this is item 7B. Tim?
Hi, Tim Haggard. We did not meet this month. We'll be meeting again next month, so I'll have you updated then.
Okay, thank you. Item 7C is Historic Landscape Subcommittee, Commissioner Grady.
We also did not meet, but we will be meeting next week. So nothing to report at this time.
Okay. Item 7D is Transportation Subcommittee. Commissioner Lozano.
Thanks. Again, my voice is going out. I'll do the best I can. Let's see, in no particular order, did we find out anything about whether the subcommittees have to be hybrid, or is that a choice the subcommittees can make? In other words, do we have to have a physical location? Did we find anything out about that?
I did not. Anna, do you know?
I do not know. I will find out with the BCCs.
Okay, and let us know right away, because we're about to post, I'm about to post an agenda for historic landscapes and for transportation, so I'll need to know that ASAP, and whether they need to vote on it to stay, you know, to stay virtual.
Terry?
Yes?
We asked about it for RBCCs, and it's our understanding that the subcommittees can remain virtual if they want to.
Okay, great. Do they have to vote on it, or can they just stay? Do you know, Jody?
I think that you should discuss it at a meeting. You should probably vote on it just to be on the safe side.
Okay, so Steve, I will add that to your agenda before I post it, okay? Because you just sent me that this morning.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, thank you, everyone. All right, thank you, thank you. Did you have anything else, Carlos? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. So just so you know, Josue Licea, the city of South Tucson planning director, he hasn't forgotten about us. We're meeting one to one on a few things to just save time for the rest of the commission, and then I can go into more detail when these matters, you know, begin to develop. Similarly, as Courtney mentioned, transportation is going to be meeting with Chris Poirier, the deputy director of development, and anyone can attend, especially other commission county appointees. If you want to attend, that's the agenda is not up yet, but it's always the third Wednesday of the month at noon, and that won't be this Teams link. It's a different Zoom link, but it'll be posted. Probably, I'll get it to Terry by the end of the day, and so you probably see it posted tomorrow. Then I think that's all I have. Thanks.
And Carlos, do you have Courtney's email address so that you can forward her the agenda?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. If not, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Carlos? Thank you. Okay, let's see. 7E is Commission on Equitable Housing and Development. This is Commissioner McDonald.
I apologize. I was out last week and missed the meeting, so I will watch the recording and catch you up next month.
Okay, thank you. 7F is Budget Subcommittee. I don't have a report at this time. 7G is Outreach and Training Subcommittee, and that's Commissioner Elwand. I don't believe he's on. Helen, did you have anything on that? Helen?
Yes, I just had trouble getting unmuted. I have been working with JJ, and JJ probably has the latest information on the training session. JJ?
You're on mute, JJ.
Sorry, Helen, but I didn't catch the very last part of that.
She said you had info on the training session.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't have any brand new information on that. Wow. Can I get that and email that to you, Terry, to distribute?
Well, what we need to do is we need to coordinate, you and me and Helen, probably on the cost so I can get a budget subcommittee thing. We need to do timing on that. So reach out to me and we'll communicate on this.
Yeah, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, thank you. Okay, item 8 then is update on Pima Community College owned historic motels on Drachman. So I have Commissioners Lozano, Scovel, and others, whoever would like to report on that.
This is Ken. I'll be happy to go ahead.
Thank you, Ken.
First of all, our committee that's ongoing finally got to tour the three properties, and I think overall they were not as bad as I had feared. So I think that was a plus, that the properties seemed to be in better shape. Obviously, a lot to be worked on, especially the Tucson Inn. The second thing is, and we had probably about 7 or 8 people, I did a tour just last Saturday of Ghost Ranch Lodge in Monterey Court. The people could see two different types of adaptive reuses and what the possibility and the modifications, especially from a housing standpoint, that a Ghost Ranch Lodge is a wonderful example of. And we still got lots of distance to go. Currently, the Pima Community College, the board does not want to provide any money. They seem to want the restorations to be student-centered, but not stand up and have any money involved with that. So that's an ongoing situation. I think of the three properties, I'm going to start advocating more for the city to get involved with the Tucson Inn, because as they're putting $50 million or a little less, but putting a huge amount of money from the HUD grant into the Tucson House, To me, the Tucson Inn, especially the front building that was a restaurant, ought to become a community diner and ought to be a community market. So all those people that are in the Tucson House and other people, they could just walk up to, or maybe just have a short little shuttle up to that location. So I'd like to see the city get involved, and then maybe be a mix of more low-income housing or some student housing for students that are in financial need, that they could have affordable place to live while they went to school at Pima Community College, the downtown campus. So that's sort of a little bit of the advocacy that I'm working on. But I think since we've seen the properties and we've seen some adaptive reuses, our next meeting is a little later this month. We somehow have to get rid of our push out. We're supposed to be finished by, the middle of March, because one of the board people said, all right, you can have a committee, but the time that it takes to put the committee together counts towards your 6 months. So we lost 2 months approximately of meeting times. That'll be another hurdle. So that's an update. I think we're making a little progress. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Carlos, did you have anything on that? Or No,
nothing. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on then to item 9. Which is Plan Tucson update. I've got Jody, Corin, and Commissioner Erickson listed. Helen?
Hi, this is Helen. We haven't had any meetings since that time. However, looking at other cities' descriptions, I think it would not be a bad idea for the Tucson Pima County Historic Commission to summarize their own goals and concerns as a separate document, because I don't think this actually, by dividing it up into land use and transportation and all these other things, I don't think it provides information continuity. And so therefore, I think it would be a great idea to join, to start putting together a draft of that. I know I talked to Carlos about that previously, just as an informal work group, so we could start moving in that direction.
Okay, is this something that you and Carlos can work on and then bring to the commission?
I think that's what we should probably do, and maybe add a couple of other people who might be willing to take a look at it first, so we have a draft to look at.
Okay. Is this something I think you, the two of you can just work on it and then have other folks look at it if you need to. Just watch when you send things around that you're not violating open meeting law.
Right.
And, go ahead.
The very preliminary draft.
Mm-hmm. Carlos?
Yeah, I want to concur because I've talked to other members of the transportation working group, and we're just actually maybe either Jody or Corin could provide a little, shed some light. Like, we're a little confused on what our actual purpose is in these working groups. Are we expected to make textual suggestions like Helen is suggesting, or are we just providing conceptual ideas? And another question I have is that the current Plan Tucson has a section of goals and policies that are specifically related to historic preservation, like almost like a separate historic preservation plan, like a lot of other communities have. And is that something that we're moving away from in the new version, or are we still going to have that? And if we're moving away from it, is it an effort at being more holistic, or what is the thinking? And I'm sorry to bring that up here, but there really seems to be no place in the working group that I've been in to ask that kind of a question. Corin or Jody?
Take that. So,
can't hear you.
Can you guys hear us? Hear me?
Not very well.
Okay. Where is the microphone?
It's that little thing at the top.
Okay, sorry. Is that better?
A little better.
Okay. So basically, the working groups are the forums to develop any updated policies or new policies to be added to the general plan update, Plan Tucson. So, the next round of working group meetings, most of the working groups have met twice at this point, so the third set of meetings that are going to happen in February and March, that's actually where we're going to start diving into actual policies. And our starting place is the existing plan policy. So we're not planning to make really substantial changes to what is our current plan, at least in most areas. There are some areas that I think will get more revision than others, you know. For example, the climate action section, given that we adopted a climate action plan as a city, I think there will be more changes there. Historic preservation, there will definitely be updates, I'm sure, based on the feedback from the working group, but our starting place has been the existing policies. So to your question, Carlos, we almost kind of want to do both of, like, definitely keep the discrete section on historic, but actually one of our goals with this update is to make some of those cross connections between policies more apparent. Because a lot of these issues do cross, whether it's transportation, housing, historic preservation. So one of the things we're actually working on is that we want to make the plan more of an online plan, and so that we want to make it easier for people to actually view policies in a different way and see them, yes, in those discrete areas of housing, transportation, but also to be able to look at some bigger, kind of more community-wide themes, like policies related to sustainability, which really crosses a lot of sections, policies related to equity, to neighborhood quality, which cross a lot of different policy areas. So that's actually something that we definitely want to do, actually, is try to show some of those more holistic connections. But, of course, just to organize the plan, we still need discrete policy areas, and historic preservation is definitely one of those.
And, oh, thank you so much. And also, Jody, if you're still there, Jody, I was looking at the City of Phoenix historic preservation document that I think is it's maybe 10 or 15 years old, but it's visually beautiful, and it really, I mean, it's, how did that come about, and is that something Tucson could ever get? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I am. They had bond funding, if I remember correctly, to help put that together. Phoenix does a lot of bond funding for projects. They have exterior VIP grant programs, and they have They have strategic plans and stuff like that that they put together. They are in the process of updating it. They had a draft document that I got to get. I got from them from, they had a consultant that they hired for a draft document that they're currently working on that would update that. It's not something, it's something I put some thought into to doing something similar, but it's a matter of funding, you know, where does the fund come from, and it's funding and timing and staff and a lot of other things. So it's something that's on the to-do list for sure. At this point.
Thanks.
I mean, that's something that could even be in Plan Tucson as a recommendation, you know, create a more strategic plan for historic preservation, something like that is something you could bring up in the working group.
And I don't know if you look, I mean, in reality, though, they're one that's 15 years old, it's nice, and it's pretty, but their recommendations are still not that extensive. When it comes out, the goals are like educate and, you know, it's not – it doesn't get really into the nitty gritty. It kind of is more, there are like five, I think the five goals that they have. They're pretty basic goals.
Which could also be incorporated into the general plan. One other note I want to make about Plan Tucson is that we do have two community forums coming up next week. One is a virtual forum on Wednesday, January 17th, that's online, and then there's an in-person community forum on Saturday, January 20th. That's at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the Ward 2 office. Mm-hmm. So there's information about both of those on the Plan Tucson website. They're open to the public, so all are welcome and encouraged to attend.
Corin, I believe I got an email about this morning, and I asked Anna to forward it to all commissioners, so you should get that.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky has a question.
Okay, go ahead, Ricky. I don't see your hand up, but that's because you're there. Okay.
Are you guys interfacing or talking with the people who are doing the Somos Uno project at the City of Tucson at all? Because, I mean, that's something that I also am going to bring up later, but just because they're doing a lot of, like, community resource finding stuff.
Yes, great question. And, yeah, absolutely, we want this to align with Somos Uno and a lot of other kind of strategic plans the city has put together or is in progress right now. So we want to make sure a lot of those, at least the high-level policy goals from Somos Uno, are incorporated into the general plan.
Okay. Are you the one that's going to those meetings for that? Or because I'm going to host one of those. Is there somebody that, like, from your side on the plan too, someone that can invite
you
to that?
Yeah, if you can send it to me, I can make sure we have staff attend.
Okay.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, thank you. Item 10, it is Pima Prosperous update. Courtney?
Thank you. Following Mark Holden's presentation in December on Pima Prosperous, I don't have any updates this month. I believe we're waiting for the team to reach out to the commission to as a stakeholder group for discussion. Is that correct? And I don't know if anyone has any questions following that presentation in December.
Who should we expect to hear from, Courtney?
Mark Holden.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he might. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and you don't have an idea on a schedule for that or anything?
No, I don't have a schedule for it. I will talk to Mark Holden about it and let you know.
That would be helpful. Thank you very much. Okay, any commissioner questions for Courtney on that? Okay. Item 11 is update and discussion of city-county activities now that city and county have voted to retain a joint commission. And 11A is City of Tucson, Jody, and others.
We met, and we did not meet in December because of all the holidays. We met last week, I think it was. And we're just continuing to discuss how the city has it put into our zoning documents, the Unified Development Code and the Tucson Code, and how county is going to integrate their changes into their code and their language. So it's an ongoing discussion.
Okay. 11B is Pima County. Is that you reporting on that, Courtney?
Yes, thank you. Exactly as Jody reported, we the county is working on where to include additions on the commission in the zoning code and how to do that. And we are planning to bring any changes to the zoning code that we propose to the commission by February or at the latest March.
Okay, and I assume, Jody, that you'll be doing that when you have something ready?
Correct.
Yeah. So do let me know if you want a spot on the February agenda by the deadline so that I'm not going to jam up the meetings like we had a few really jammed up meetings, because it's just not – we can't really get good work done then. So, and certainly we want to hear that. So, okay. Any questions on that, folks? No? All right. If not, item 12 then is update on archaeological site damage at the border. Peter?
Nothing new.
Nothing new? Okay. Item 13 is commissioner summary of current events. Does anyone wish to speak? Go ahead, Ricky.
Let's just end the end of this. We got a Mellon Foundation grant for remodeling of the studio house. So that's $750,000. That includes additional phase two restorations for the bathroom and kitchen. I got hired on, so now I'm full. We looked up, and we got a farm practice community director, Alicia Vasquez, as well, that's paid now. We're also going to start doing community outreach sessions for future programming. The first one of those is going to be in combination with the City of Tucson, Carlos Uno. We're doing an ambassador for that as well. So that I'm waiting on the city to get back to me on a date for that first talk. So it's either going to be February 10th, this is Saturday, or Saturday, February 17th. I'll send Bob a notification for that to be in as soon as I hear back from the city.
Great, thank you. And the next one was Helen and then Ken. Go ahead, Helen.
Yes, I have one update on Solari Chapel. Basically, hundreds of people at this point, or close to 100, have written letters to the university pointing out that what the university is doing is not actually in alignment with state law, but also that they have the responsibility to reach out to the community. At this point, we have not heard back. No one has heard back from the university. So I don't know if this means the university is simply to stonewall things or not. The second thing is that there is a meeting on at the 24th of January with information about the Bloomfield National Historic Trail. NPS will be doing an initial presentation, and then it will be to people who are interested in following what is happening in Arizona.
Okay, and Helen, you said that was Butterfield Trail, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I sent out some messages to commissioners, but I think I also asked Anna and Carla to send the thing out from you. So I think, commissioners, check your emails from me or from Anna and Carla to see about these things. So then the next person is Ken, and then we have Kathy. Ken, did you have something to add?
Yes, I just wanted to say Dillinger Days is on the 20th, 21st of this month. And I think it's a good opportunity if anybody that has not gone and seen the courthouse at the Pima County Courthouse, the actual courtroom where Dillinger was arraigned. It's been done very well, and I know they're going to have some more guides and interpretation. So it's just a good weekend, and there was somebody from the Visitor Center, and they're going to make sure that it's a little more staffed and more interpretation that weekend. So ought to go see the courtroom if you haven't.
Okay, thank you. Kathy?
I have a question about the Solari Chapel. Because we've written these letters, and what I don't know is what shape it's in now. In other words, have some of the panels been removed already? Can anybody, you know, commissioners or normal people, get in to see what's been done already?
Unfortunately, this is an information item only, like sharing, so we can't really do that. Maybe, Helen, if you know more about that, you can get with Kathy and let her know.
Terry, I have some information. Yeah. I have some information I can share about it.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
By disclosure, I didn't realize until like 2 days ago that the firm that my son works for is actually doing some of the removal. The chapel is in a building right now that is not being used except for storage. And so there's no public going in there. It's just a storage facility. The plan, and it's unfortunate that the university never consulted with anybody on this, but the plan right now is to move everything out of there and move it into the Andrew Watt building, which is a functioning medical facility, and have it in a Serenity area, which would be kind of a similar function to what it was intended to do, but to have it in a public place again and not in a storage facility. So that's the latest that I know about it, but like I said, it's really unfortunate that the university did not consult on this because it's caused a lot of confusion and you know, it's just too bad.
Yeah. Now, we can't allow this to go into a big discussion because Carol provided information. Kathy, do you have anything else that you wanted to share? Kathy? You're on mute. Yeah, Kathy's on mute. I'm sorry?
I would love to know if Carol's son could get quick pictures to share.
Well, he may be contracted and not really allowed to do that. So, don't know much more about that. So, thank you, Ken. And then Helen had something. Go ahead, Ken. Do you have an announcement?
No. I just had a clarification of things for Carol and all this. From what I understand, it's not the move that's controversial, that how the pieces and the elements going to be moved and preserved to keep the integrity of what Solari originally designed. That is the concern, not the move. It's just the integrity and the plan and the clarification of how this is going to be done from a good conservation preservation standpoint. That is the issue, and just the ongoing inability of the University of Arizona to communicate with community they're supposed to serve. That's the issue.
Yeah. So, okay, Helen, and this, Helen, you're on mute.
Yes. I just wanted to say that the concern is not that things, the concern is not that things are being moved, but that the university clearly sees that as a collection of art and does not understand that it was a design space. And because it's entirely altered, it would not be difficult to reconstruct the exact same chapel elsewhere using the material elements. The University of Arizona has already scanned that space so that this would be a much more intelligent approach to its conservation. The space itself, not just the art elements, art image.
Okay, maybe the best thing to do is have an item on the February agenda where we can discuss this more fully, because we're sort of pushing the boundaries of that right here. So do we have one last comment, Helen or Carol? Then we have to move on.
Thank you.
Hey, Carol, did you have something else? You're on mute. You're on mute, Carol.
Line and Space is the architectural firm that has been contracted with by the university to move the artwork and all out. So I don't know. You might be able to contact them for more information.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on this item, on item 13, current events? No? Okay. So let's, item 14 is call to the audience. Anna, did we receive anything by the deadline yesterday?
No, we did.
No?
No.
No, thank you very much. Okay. All right. Item 15 is thoughts on inclusivity. Does anyone wish to make a comment? An inclusivity comment? Watching. I don't see any hands. Ken, did you have something or you just haven't taken your hand down? There you go.
I haven't taken my hand down.
Okay, thank you. All right. Item 16 is schedule and future agenda items. And I need any future agenda items by January 29th. If you have them earlier, that's fine, so I can get them on the list, and then we'll see how we can fill up the agenda with pertinent matters in February. Our next meeting is February 14th. Does anyone have a future agenda item they'd like to note now? No? Okay. Helen?
Yes, I would just like to officially state that we should have a follow-up of the Solari Chapel on the agenda.
Great. Okay. Can I list you for that item or who?
That would be fine.
Okay, and then others can speak if they have updates. Very good. Thank you, Helen. All right. If there's nothing else, I appreciate you all being on. Happy New Year. The thanks to BCC staff for, it seems like it's been a pretty useful, you know, it worked out hybrid, and to the folks that made it, and to the actual in-person meeting. I do have a question though for Anna, if you could stay on after folks get off, because I need to know, because of Martin Luther King holiday, when do we need to get the LAR posted for this meeting? So if you just stay on, we'll go ahead and adjourn. It's 12:58, and we beat you, Alice. Now you can get off without worrying. Thank you very much, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Bye, thank you.
Anna, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I can't hear you too well, so let me know.
Yeah.
What about the LAR?
So the LAR will be on Tuesday.
Okay, so you'll get it to me before then, or when do you think you'll get it to me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll watch for it then.